I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
I rode it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. About to pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard,
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard,
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard,
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard,
I rode it easy way.
All right, guys, what's up? Welcome to another awesome show of Easy Talk Live. We're here today on September 24th, 2015. An awesome, awesome guest, guys. Man, I'm excited. It's a good friend of mine. He's actually one of our celebrity ambassadors for Easy Way Broadcasting. His name is Adrian Paul. You might remember him from the hit TV series Highlander. Yeah, the guy with the ponytail and the samurai sword that was chopping everybody's heads off. Highlander himself. He's also an actor doing a lot of other amazing, great things. And we will be having him come on here. He's going to be calling into the show here pretty soon. Got a lot of amazing updates and cool information for you guys. Want to let you guys know about some new updates on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. If you go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, you'll notice that on the broadcast section under the news, we now have specific categories for middle people, business and nonprofit, entertainment, fashion and beauty, music, and sports. And so right now we're in the midst of getting people to handle those categories. We actually have a lady that deals direct with the Lakers. We'll be giving away some Laker tickets here soon. We have some people that are very, very high profile in the fashion and beauty world. And then, of course, we're dealing in the business, corporate world, nonprofit. We work with about 27 different nonprofits right now currently. And entertainment, we've been doing that. We have over 5,000 videos on YouTube with celebrities and entertainment-related things. And as far as music goes, I was with Akon's Convict Music. I own the channel still, What You Need TV, that was one of Akon's in-house YouTube channels for the music videos, a lot of the stuff, what they do, Convict Music, Compliments of Detail, which is now with Lil Wayne. And, we did a lot of fun stuff. So you guys want to know more, you can check out EasyWayBroadcasting.com, check out our magazine, check out the news, radio, TV. And then also we have our mobile TV channel, which is going to be streamed as an actual TV channel with time-slotted programming. And that's our Film On channel. Currently right now, the Easy Show is airing on there. Easy Talk Live is airing on there. We're talking to some award shows, a lot of great producers. It's a channel in the works. It's building. But by next year, we'll be having major sponsors and major companies involved. We'll be doing a lot of live streaming and a lot of amazing, fun stuff. Now, as far as events goes, guys, we've got a lot of great stuff up on the calendar. This Saturday, we'll be with Adrian Paul and at the Microsoft building for the Celebrity Poker Tournament at 11 a.m. And I will be broadcasting that live on Periscope. So if you're following me on Periscope, on Eric Zulli, you can watch that, hang out with all the celebrities. There's about 100 different celebrities confirmed, and we'll be doing that live. We also have a private event at a penthouse for one of Kylie Jenner's best friends. It's a celebrity birthday, and there's a lot of major millennial celebrity names that will be there. And if I'm able to broadcast it live, I will be broadcasting that one, talking to some people, having some fun. And that's what I do, guys. I'm a celebrity blogger. I'm a host. It's an awesome show. We're going to have a lot of fun. So today's show is going to be really awesome. We'll be finding all about Adrian Paul and what he's been up to since Highlander, what he's doing now with the Peace Fund and supporting an awesome organization being the founder of the Peace Fund, which is Peace Fund Radio, Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund Games. We actually did a celebrity paintball tournament, and I was the host of that with over 48 celebrities, and I also played paintball. We'll be posting that soon. That's actually going to be part of our TV series, and that was a lot of fun. You guys will be able to see all the coverage and everything from that here real soon. And so this is Easy Talk Live, guys, and Easy Way Broadcasting. We're just having a blast. Hope you guys are having fun. Shout-outs to all my Periscopers out there. Hey, how you doing? Shelly Hunt, Life, Love, and YOPD. Will Brazel, all of our awesome fans. Guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Shout-outs to Shelly Hunt, man. Shelly Hunt's one of the special guests coming up this Saturday at the Microsoft Peace Fund Poker Tournament. She's donated a good amount of money to support the cause and kids and everything that they do. So we're going to go a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to have my man Adrian Paul tell us all about what's going on with the Peace Fund and the Highlander and what he's doing now with Microsoft. It's going to be really exciting, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, get ready, because here we go. We have our special guest. His name is Adrian Paul, the star of the former hit TV series Highlander. Yes, the man with the ponytail that was chopping everybody's heads off. He is on here on Easy Talk Live today. Proud to call him a good friend, celebrity ambassador for Easy Way Broadcasting, and we've been supporting each other for a long time. He's got some awesome information for us. Adrian Paul, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing? How you doing?
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm glad that you're able to make a little bit of time for us today. And we are broadcasting live on Periscope to a lot of different viewers, as well as live on Blog Talk Radio and syndicated all over the world, the UK, Los Angeles, Vegas, China, Japan. You know, we've been moving
places,
a groove. A lot of places. We've been moving a groove, and just like you, brother.
Yeah. We've got a couple of days left before our tournament this weekend, and we've got everything in place, but you know, there's always last minute glitches that you got to sort out.
Yeah, I know. So you've been, you start. A lot of people know you for, you know, I call you the ponytail guy, the samurai sword guy, and let's talk about some of the adventures of Highlander and how it transitioned into now today. You're the founder of the Peace Fund. You got Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund Radio, Peace Fund Games, Peace Fund this. That. I mean, let's talk about some of the best memories that you remember from Highlander. And then,
well, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, I haven't had a ponytail for probably, I'm guessing about 16, 17 years. But everybody remembers me as a ponytail guy. So it's kind of interesting. But I even cut my hair off at the last season of the show. So it was, it's been quite a while since I've not had, you know, that amount of hair on my head. But, that's what it is. And, yes, I've done a lot of things in the past. I mean, last year I did one episode of a series of three other films. One of them actually is coming out this weekend called Kids vs. Monsters. And then I did something for a series called Strike Back, which is coming out on October 2nd in the U.S. It's already aired in Europe. So I'm busy, but yes, the Peace Fund has been, you know, pretty busy on my stuff, apart from my directing and producing.
That is cool. So Shelly Hunt says you need another ponytail.
I love
so she
Shelly.
Is. You love Shelly. We all love Shelly. So,
yeah,
but
she's fabulous.
So we are, just so you know, Adrian, we are live right now on Periscope, so people do questions and comments here and there while the show's going on. We also have people that are hit us up on Blog Talk. And so, okay, so you said that since Highlander, so now you're transit, you got a couple movies that you're doing, some projects, some stuff that we're going to be expecting you in?
Yeah, I've got them coming out this year and next year. We had some small projects that are coming out. You know, they'll all be on my Facebook page, Adrian Paul Official, and I'll be tweeting out Adrian Paul 1. That's what it comes out on my tweet. So all that information will come out. But then in the meantime, I've got, you know, a whole slate of movies we're trying to put together, as well as I'm supposed to be directing another one beginning of next year. So, you know, those are the things I'm working on currently, as well as renovation of my house, as well as the Peace Fund. You know, and on top of that, I'm actually started sword demos too, which I've got one coming up next weekend in Fort Lauderdale at the WizardCon event in Fort Lauderdale. And I have another one the following weekend up in Seattle, actually two up in Seattle that following weekend. So it's been, a lot of traveling lately.
You know, I need to connect you to, we just did the TohuCon, which is a video game, like Japanese animation convention. It was at the Anaheim Hilton with a good amount of people, at least 2,500 or so people. They booked out all two floors. And I saw one stand. In fact, there was a broadcast that I was doing on Periscope. I saw one stand with a whole bunch of samurai swords. I was like, you need my man Adrian here. What's going on with you guys? You know? So I'll introduce you to the founder of that, man. So so you are doing signings. You are giving your chance for your fans to get a hold of you. And are you like auctioning off any samurai swords or anything like that?
No auctions of swords. But the demos are part of the events that we do. And I've actually done about three or four this year, which around the country. I've been in Columbus, Ohio. I've actually been in Ohio. City, Ohio, and then I was in Cleveland, and gosh, I can't even remember now because it's been a very busy year this year.
Okay, and just so you know, we have a couple of our fans here that are saying, "Peace Fund, Adrian, from your Angels. It would be great if he could do an event for Parkinson's disease." And then Shelly Hunt says she'll buy a samurai sword from you.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Peace Fund is that, you know, we make sure we partner with a lot of different charities. I mean, we've had partnerships with Children's Organ Transplant Association from the Midwest. We have Mercy and Sharing out of Haiti. We have Thailand and Hungary and Romania and a lot of other places that we partner with the organizations on the ground. Plus now we have a small thing, which we call Helping Hands, which are small amount of donations we try to raise for people, for individuals. One of our individual Libby is going to be one of the recipients of Peace Fund Poker this weekend. And these are small amounts that we try to help. So, you know, we do what we can, and, we can't help everybody. I mean, my radio show every week, Peace Fund Radio, that, we air every single week. There are so many different topics. I was talking to somebody this morning about how large the issues are, whether it's coming from children that need food or shelter or protection from abuse or so many different issues that, you know, you can't handle them all. There are very specific agencies that do. But I think, you know, much like Facebook and that, you kind of share the knowledge. And at that point, you can possibly do a lot more good with it.
Yeah, and I want to point out, guys, his Peace Fund Radio is on a platform called LA Talk Radio, which I'm in conjunction with the founder. I've dealt with them in many other shows, and I think Adrian, you were the original show I dealt with. It's one of the biggest podcast stations in Los Angeles, if not the biggest. And so there's millions of viewers, millions of listeners. I think you guys are up to about 35 shows or something on the platform now, right?
No, they have much. Well, I actually asked them the other day. It's like 150 to 200 shows.
Oh,
they
wow.
They have a lot of shows on their platform. You know, I mean, the Peace Fund Radio itself, our numbers have just spiked, apparently, again, which is great. We were doing about 1.4 to 1.9 million listens or downloads per month. So now we spiked again, so which is great because it means that what we're talking about, people want to listen to.
Okay, cool. And so Peace Fund Radio. So like, let's transition. Let's go into now you're doing Peace Fund. And a lot of the listeners probably don't know what the Peace Fund is. Maybe some of them do. Maybe they've been following the the Peace Fund poker thing that we did before and the Peace Fund games. And, we've been working together for a while, so some people may know, but some people may not know. So let's talk and let's go from the beginning of really what is the Peace Fund, why did you create it, and what is your goals with it?
Well, Peace Fund was created in 1997, so 17, 18 years now. And it started off because when I was doing Highlander, I saw so many kids that were really big fans of mine, and I thought, well, I can do something to actually give back to them. And so I created the Peace Fund, which stood for Protect, Educate, Aid Children Everywhere, to really bring corporate America and celebrities to give these kids some help. And we started a program called School Makes a Difference, where we went into different schools. We went into schools in South Central Los Angeles, into Denver, into New York, and really sort of had programs where celebrities headed classes that the kids rotated through. And then the Peace Fund grew from that point onwards. And then we started partnering after the 2002 tsunami. We partnered with different organizations to try and help bring funds and logistics to them. And, it's grown ever since. And gradually, as we moved along, about 2.5 years ago, we started Peace Fund Radio, which really I wanted to know what like Facebook and like Twitter has been able to get us so much closer to people we never even knew we were able to get close to. Peace Fund Radio is able to do that with different celebrities that we bring in and different organizations around the country. We highlight every single week a kid hero of the week, a child or a young person who's done something extraordinary for the community or for the country, that they've created organizations on their own volition to start something. But this week we had a fantastic young man on the show who up in San Jose, California, up in the Bay Area, has started something which I want to get involved in, which I think is a fantastic idea. There is currently, if per day you take the Rose Bowl, if you fill food up to the top of the Rose Bowl, that's how much food we waste in the United States every day. Mm. And I've always said to myself, why is that? Why do we waste so much food? We make enough food on this planet to actually support all the children and everybody on this planet, but we waste so much. So he's created an organization where he's actually now gone on online where organizations like hotels and events and that sometimes cater for 300 guests and only have 200 guests, they have that amount of food that just goes to waste. Well, they have an app that they then contact the local charities who are in need of that within like a couple of minutes, and they can collect that food quickly. That food doesn't go to waste, and it actually goes to feed the hungry. And I think that's a fantastic way we can use social media and the internet to actually help some of the things we're just throwing away. So there's so many of these young men that are doing this and kids that are doing this on our show that we kind of highlight because I think that's important for us to know.
That is cool, Adrian. I really do, and I really do think it, you know what I really think is cool is you're a star, you're an actor. A lot of people know you. And by the way, we have a couple of questions too, guys. If you want to ask Adrian questions, guys, call in at 914-338-1303. 914-338-1303. We'll have a question Q&A session for you guys to talk directly to Adrian. Again, guys, we're on Periscope. And watch this too. Adrian, I'm going to get you on Periscope. Easy Way is going to be responsible for getting my friend Adrian Paul from Highlander and the founder of the Peace Fund on Periscope. Do you know what Periscope is, Adrian?
I actually am on Periscope. I actually started Periscope. I've done all my conventions, some of the last convention I was doing. I've done a bunch of Periscopes lately. So, and we're going to be Periscoping at the Peace Fund poker tournament this weekend. We're going to have several Periscopes working there so that people can actually see what's happening, how the chips are falling, you give a shout out to some of your favorite celebrities. And also the great thing about Peace Fund Poker is the fact that you can actually get involved if you're just watching online, because you can actually donate to one of the players that are playing, any of the players that are playing, and they will get chips on the table to help them further through. So what's happening? You're getting a tax deductible donation. The charity's getting donations for the kids it supports, and the celebrities and the players are getting chips on the table to help them win the grand prizes.
That's cool. Periscope is a really cool platform, and I know it's going to be the biggest independent live broadcast platform to hit everything. They just linked with Apple TV. And, you know, they just broke 20 million downloads. And we actually started a coalition called Off the Top, which are people that think off the top and they're positive. And we have almost 100 people now and 8 verified accounts. And hopefully we can get you with 9. And yeah, dude, I love what you're doing. And so you have this poker tournament up, guys. You can go to easywaybroadcasting.com under events. You'll see the Peace Fund poker tournament. We'll be covering that. I'll be there doing interviews. I'll be there doing it the easy way thing. And it sounds like you have about 50 plus celebrities involved. Talk a little bit about this poker tournament you have coming up this Saturday.
Well, the poker tournament is at the Microsoft facility in Playa del Rey. And, you know, we have right now we have about 57 celebrities attached, which is fantastic because we've had huge celebrity support right now, which is great for us. You know, which basically means you can sit with a celebrity. Anybody can play, though. Anybody can actually play. It's a $75 donation to the event. And it's run like a regular poker tournament, but we've got poker pros there. We've got, you know, different celebrities that have come in. We've got Jamie Gold, who's the professional and world champion in 2006. We've got Mekhi Phifer. We have somebody that supported us before, Eugenia Kuzmina, who's an international model. We've got Nadia Don, who's a Canadian model and actress. We've got Carl Weathers. The list is Tony Dennison from said he was on Major Crimes. We have Don Most, who was on Happy Days. We have Bruce Buffer, who's the UFC Octagon announcer. We've got a lot of different, you know, a lot of variety of people coming on. Lou Diamond Phillips, you know, Ethan Embry, who's part of the Walking Dead cast, as well as who else we have? God, the list just keeps on. I can't go through 57 of them. Mimi Rogers.
You have Eric Zulli, celebrity blogger, former face of Axe Body Spray.
Exactly. I just can't list them all, Eric. I can't get through them all.
I know. But it sounds like a lot of fun. And I you mentioned Nadia Don. You know, I've known Nadia Don for about 7 years now. And a lot of the people I saw the list, I was like, wow, this is going to be like a reunion. But so basically for the audience that's tuning in right now, that might want to get involved in something like that. You said for a $75 donation, anybody can play with these celebrities and can support a great cause. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. And if you don't want to do and you can't make the tournament, you can also support one of the celebrities there. You should go to one of the celebrity pages, click faces, click on it, and on that when you click on there, it'll say make a donation, and you know, for $25. Or $30, or $100, or $500, depending on what you want to donate, you can actually get that chip file going up, as well as getting a donation to the charity as well. So you'll be able to see the stuff happening. You'll be on Periscope. We've got live tweets happening. We're also having live updates of what's happening there that will go on the Peace Fund charity, the Peace Fund Poker site. So you'll actually be able to go up there and see a lot of the. We're having a specific page put up there for all our Periscopes, all our video uploads, all our tweets. So you'll see live a lot of things that are happening. You know, eventually, okay. What I'm hoping is we'll have a live streaming, but we haven't quite gotten to that yet. We're almost there, but not quite yet.
Well, you know, we have a Film On channel now, and so we do the live streaming. We actually have, it's like our own TV channel. They're one of the biggest mobile TV platforms in the world. They're ranked under a 2,000 on Alexa, over 200 channels. They're with TV Guide and BBC. I mean, if you look them up, they're one of the biggest, and we actually do have a channel. So we'll talk next time on the, you know, when you have one of these things coming up and how we can air it on our channel. And so it sounds like you'll be periscoping, I'll be periscoping, Shelly will be periscoping. It sounds like a lot of these celebrities will be periscoping live this big poker tournament. And I want your publicists or your people to get me all the information we can so we can put it on our site so our fans can tune in as best as possible. And guys, if you want to get involved, in fact, we have a couple callers. Let's grab a couple callers, see what they have to say about the Peace Fund Poker and Adrian Paul from Highlander. We're going to grab a caller, 805-4066. You're on air with Eric Zulli and Adrian Paul. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
How's it going? This is Donnie Vegas Namer from Southern California.
Hey
Donnie.
Johnny Vegas. We got the co-founder of E! Entertainment Sun in the building. What's going on, Johnny? What do you have to say?
Yeah, not much. I just wanted to say good job, Adrian and Eric, with all the stuff you guys are doing. And I was just wondering, is there ever a chance that, Adrian, you're going to do a Peace Run Games for lacrosse?
Sorry, Peace Run Games for what, sorry?
For the sport of lacrosse.
Of lacrosse? That's an interesting. Yeah, no, I've never thought about that one. How would you do that? That would be an interesting way to do it. I mean, Peace Run Games was really for paintball and all the different things. But, I mean, if somebody outlined it, then it would be an interesting idea to do. I mean, obviously, for us, it's a fundraising event, and we want to make sure that, you know, we have enough sponsors that would love to have that type of event. It's an interesting idea because I'm not sure if it's been done before.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'd be interesting, be interesting maybe get teams to sign up. I know there's certain charity lacrosse events where each team that plays has to raise $750, and then they play something like that, and then companies maybe to get their logo on a uniform or something.
Right, right. It'd be an interesting thought. We've never really thought about it yet. But
yeah.
This is an idea.
All right, well,
let's make it an
easy way connection and see if we can't get you guys chit-chatting about that. That sounds like a good idea, and I think Adrian's up for anything that makes a difference and can get people to donate for good causes for children all over the world like they do the Peace Fund. But, John, thanks so much for calling in, always being an amazing supporter. By the way, guys, Johnny Vegas, follow him on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook. He's doing some great things. He has a radio broadcast himself. Maybe, Johnny,
yeah,
you can help Adrian spread some awareness through your broadcast. And, thanks for calling in today, man. Do you have any one other question?
No, that's it. Yeah, have a good show. And, I'll definitely talk to you guys after the show.
Awesome.
Great.
All right.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
We'll grab one
Thank
other
you.
Caller, guys, and then there'll be a Q&A session, guys, if you want. But we'll grab we have a caller, 818-6752. Where are you calling from, and what's your name? I hear somebody in the background. Sometimes we got the shy callers. Are you there, caller?
Breathing. It's okay.
Yeah, 818-6752. Did you have a question for myself or Adrian? No, okay, that's all right. Go ahead and just listen to the show. Sometimes we have people just calling to listen. We have what's going on, Naga, and all the people that are on Periscope. We got a lot of people on Periscope, a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio. We are here with Adrian Paul, a good friend of mine from Highlander, and he's the founder of the Peace Fund, which is one of our affiliations, guys. We've been working with the Peace Fund for about 4 or 5 years now, and what he's doing is just very incredible. And he does the Peace Fund games. He does, oh, no, my Periscope dropped. I hate that. Ah.
that's called the internet for you.
Yes, exactly, man. That's all right. I just reload it and say I hate Periscope and reload. No, I'm kidding. So what do you – let me get everybody up on here on Periscope before I ask you this question. Hold on. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. We're going to go a quick commercial break so my brain can think here. We'll be right back with Adrian and Paul. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Definitely support the cause, and we will be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way. Hey, Hollywood It guy.
All right, guys, I'm not going to keep it going, but you guys, we're going to keep it live and direct on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks, only on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We are live and direct right now with Adrian Paul, the star of Highlander, former one of the hit TV series, chopping off everybody's heads. Now he's doing a couple more movies, giving us all that information. Thank you for the hearts, guys. I appreciate it. Our hearts are just flowing like crazy. Adrian is going to be broadcasting live on Periscope. He is on Periscope. Adrian, let's tell all my fans what your Periscope is and how they can follow you.
Go to Adrian Paul One is my Periscope. It's linked to my Twitter because now Twitter bought Periscope, of course. So that's, I'm pretty sure I'm looking at it right now. I could go on it now, but then I think I would cut off my my link to you. So, you know, but if you go to Adrian Paul One, you'll probably see my link there.
Well, you do me a favor, Adrian, just for my fans and just so we can just have some fun. After this broadcast, do you mind doing a quick little live Periscope and, you know, give a little shout out to Easy Way and tell people how we know each other and talk to
them? Sure, yeah.
I'll send all my fans over to you and see if we can't get them to support, you know, the Peace Fund and Peace Fund Poker and everything that you're doing. All right, guys, so stay tuned because after this show, Adrian's going to be doing it the easy way. That's my easy way challenge for him today. He's going to be doing a live Periscope to talk to all you guys, which is, again, is Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, Paul, and the number one. It's a verified account, and I'll be sending you guys over there so we can all kick it with Adrian on Periscope. Don't you love technology, Adrian? Isn't it a blast?
Oh, I love it. Well, I love technology if it's used correctly. You know, the issue is today is that we use technology too much. To a degree. I mean, for our kids and that, you know, when you have kids in front of a screen, I mean, do you know how much of a day a child stands in front of a screen of any type? Guess, is it 10%, 15%, 20%? How much do you reckon it is?
Man, I mean, I know me. When I wake up, the first thing I want to do is grab my phone and do all the stuff that has to do with the screen. I forget about breakfast. I forget about showers.
Yeah.
I forget about, you know what I mean? It's like a cigarette. It's really, I think it's probably half the population.
Yeah, it is. It's 20% of the day. You're looking at 6 hours a day.
Hmm.
Right? 6 hours a day kids spend on a, which basically stops them. I mean, have you seen it when you walk into a restaurant sometimes? People are sitting at the same table and they're all twittering or they're texting or they're doing something, and the social aspect of it is going out the window. And basically, eventually, all we'd be doing is actually sending messages over the internet, and we really will lose that human interaction, which I think is massively important.
Okay. Well,
so
and
I
know,
you got to curb what you've got on the internet, on the screens. You know, whether it's TV, iPad. You know, any mobile devices and that stuff, spend some time to go outside. You don't want your kids sitting inside all day long, sitting there on that. You want them outside. You want them socializing with other kids. You want them out playing. Otherwise, you'll just have, eventually, it'll end up being these kids that will be way overweight. They're going to have medical problems because they're not out there. They're breathing the fresh air, which is important for us as humans.
No, I'm glad that you got into that, Adrian, because that's something that I'm actually going to be putting out a lot on my blog soon, because I've actually experienced it myself. I've experienced, you know, maybe a little bit of blood problems in my feet and my legs because I'm not exercising enough. You know, just my sleep patterns off. You know, because you're staying up all night on social media and on blogging, and I mean that's what I do as a business. And so I'm putting myself on a program where at least 2 or 3 days a week I'm hitting the gym. I went out and got myself a dog, one because I want a companion and to help de-stress myself. But getting a dog, you have to give them walks, you have to exercise. So that would be my suggestion to anybody that's listening: is do something that forces you to exercise, that forces you to stay healthy. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. You need to do some sort of, I mean, it's not only the healthy aspect. Yes, the healthy aspect, because first of all, you know, as we talked about earlier in the show, we waste so much food, but there's also so much bad food out there from some of the chain restaurants that serve really bad food. It's gradually changing, but that's one of the issues. And the second issue is get out there. You've got to socialize with other people. Otherwise, what are you going to be able to do? You won't be able to talk to anybody. So, you know, you'll be insulated. The only life you'll have will be on a screen, which I think is going to be very detrimental to our society. So
AM moved up. Just said that my dreams forced me to do that. AM moved up. What do you mean? This is on Periscope, guys, so you're not going to hear it, but I'll repeat what they're saying. So that's cool, Adrian. So you're on. People can interact with you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Are you on LinkedIn as well?
No, not LinkedIn. I mean, I don't use LinkedIn. I mean, I'm supposed to, but you know, it's kind of like it's kind of my secondary one. I just don't have time. I mean, I've got scripts to write. I've got other things. We're sitting there doing LinkedIn as well. It's just I'm on it, but it's just I don't really use it.
Now, is it actually you on these social media platforms, or is it your team?
My Twitter is me. My team handles the Facebook site for me. I just can't handle all of them. There's too much content to put out. You know, I mean, obviously, I give them content to put on there. So a lot of it's coming from me, and I do see a lot of the stuff that goes there. But the Twitter one and the Instagram, of course, I'm also on Instagram, which is who knows what my Twitter handle is on Instagram. I think it's Adrian Paul fan page. I think it is. That's on Instagram, and I post there. I've started posting on that one as well. So there'll be different photos coming out.
Cool. And then what I want to do actually is I'm going to grab a couple of the personal photos, because I am Adrian's friend. I can see his page, and I'm going to grab a couple of the cooler, like who you are as a person versus as a celebrity. And I'm going to post a cool little blog. You know, I'm up to almost 250,000 followers on my blog now, Adrian, on Eric's Lee blog.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And I appreciate all my fans out there, all my supporters, all the people who want to do it the easy way, and all my off-the-toppers now, which is our coalition. And, Adrian, I hope you're going to join it. It's just positive thinkers that think off the top and that don't really rehearse a whole bunch. They just do things off the top positively. Like I said, we're up to 100 people now and about 8 verified accounts. We have about 12 magazines backing us. We even have a couple television stations. I'm talking to a friend of mine that actually – he gets content and sends it over to CW and Fox through a company called G-Block. So we're making some headway. We're making some moves. So let's talk about the last year's Peace Fund Games, Adrian. I hosted that for you, and I also played in it. You had about 40 plus celebrities, I would say. It was a 2-day thing, and that was a lot of fun. When's the next Peace Fund Games?
Well, we've held up a little bit on that one because we're doing a lot of restructuring on the Peace Fund right now. We'll probably do it next year. We've got to get through Peace Fund Poker first. We've got a whole brand new website going to be setting up, so we're working on that. Plus our partnerships with the different organizations we work with. I mean, last year we partnered with Wells Bring Hope, and that was what the Peace Fund Poker was about. We were able to fund 2 wells in Niger, West Africa. With that event, I mean, we want to continue to be able to partner with these organizations that we already have partnerships with. So there's a lot to do. So Peace Fund, Peace Fund Games is actually will be the next thing we will probably try and tackle.
All right. Well, I want to host again, and I definitely want to play. So you know, I'm in there. Easy Way's got you guys back.
Fun?
Oh, dude, it was. It was so much fun, and you know, I wasn't expecting to play. I was expecting to be in a suit, do my thing with the microphone, and introduce everybody. And it was a lot of fun because a lot of my friends were involved, and I also saw the interaction. You know what was really cool is I saw the interaction of the audience at home. I saw that it was raising funds, and I thought it was very clever. And talk a little bit about the interaction aspect of the Peace Fund Games and how people were able to interact and sponsor celebrity. And I actually was surprised, man. I had a lot of fans put money in, and I got a whole bunch of those cards and stuff. So tell them how it was kind of like the Hunger Games in a way.
Yeah, I mean, we set it up so that people could donate and get you things on the actual field itself. You know, so that, you know, it was, you know, those little packages they flew in the Hunger Games, similar type of idea that we would actually, you know, you would donate for a certain amount of money. And basically, you know, you would get a certain gift on the pitch that would allow you certain things, whether it would block a player, whether it would get you extra ammo, different things that we could do. And it was that made it fun because all of a sudden when you were in, there's one time which actually helped us win it. My team won one of the days, And it actually helped us win it, because what happened was one of the players who was just about to go grab the flag, we had a card that actually which allowed us to take one player out of the game. So we took that player out just before they were going to make the run for the flag. So we were able to do that, and we took the flag. And that, so we had these cards that actually the fans were able to assist us in the games themselves. So it was a complex thing that we'll make easier next time. But, you know, and we'll probably take a little bit more time to actually prepare for it. I mean, we did trend on Twitter, which was amazing. So that was kind of a lot of fun.
That's huge, and that's a huge accomplishment, guys. If you don't know what trending on Twitter means, it means you're one of the top seen on Twitter with hundreds of millions of millions of millions of people that follow. And so it was definitely great. And you had, you know, people from the Disney, you had people that were major actors, you had a major artists, major models, and all these celebrities playing with the general public. And then you had the paintball pros. And I'll tell you, that was fun to watch the pros kick the celebrities' butts. And actually the celebrities, like Emmy Akawaki, I can never say his last name. I love him.
It's very difficult to say his name, isn't it?
Yes, it's very difficult to say his name. But he's going to be the star with Will Smith on the next Concussion movie coming out, I think, in December. He took off his shirt, took off his gear. He played with no shirt on. And, dude, I got to tell you guys, if you guys haven't been paintballing before, it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
You get it on your skin. There were some people going shirtless. I mean, again, it's the velocity of the rifle, because that's why every gun is actually checked prior to going into the event, because the velocity of it is what causes the problem. I mean, you have a projectile. If you have it set too high, you can break skin or you can hurt. So a lot of these were toned down. I mean, especially from the pro players, because they're so used to it that, you know, we had to make sure that they're calibrated correctly. But, you know, Emi Ikwakor, I think he pronounced it. He's actually going to be a punter. So he'll be there this weekend.
Oh, cool. Okay, it'd be great to see him. And, you know, Emmy, you, all you guys, we're proud to have you celebrity ambassadors with us in Easyway Broadcasting, what we're doing. And I'm proud to tell you, Adrian, we actually are going to be partnering up and working with the city of Mission Viejo. We're officially working with the mayor. Pro Tem, and he'll be the mayor in January. So I definitely want to talk to you about the stuff we got going on in Orange County, and how we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County, and how we can link up with the Peace Fund like we did with the Stop Tour. In fact, let's bring back some memories and see if you can't remember this.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of the Peace Fund, and I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour. Presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
I love the end. I just can't get over the end. Here in Adrian Paul, September 27th.
You know, it's kind of what I stand for in a sense. So, you know, I have to say it.
Exactly. No, go ahead.
Well, the funny thing was, I mean, you know, bullying is something we do arbitrarily and subconsciously as kids, because, you know, when you put everybody into an area, it's the person rising to the top. Everybody has that instinct, in a sense, to do that. And what ends up happening is that some kids, because of either their home life or who they are, whatever, you know, take it to a certain degree, which is not acceptable. And we used to look at bullying as, oh, well, don't worry, you get over it, just stand up. It's not that. The bullies are the ones that actually have to be approached. And a lot of them are the ones that are hurt. They're the ones that actually have issues at home where they might be mishandled by their caregivers or their parents. And then they take it out on the kids around them, and they think that's what the acceptable way of behavior is, and it's not. I mean, you know, my daughter, funnily enough, yesterday was being pushed, and you know, my daughter's very shy, and I'm telling her to not shy. She's not shy. She's quiet with other kids. She's more of a loner in a sense, and we're trying to get her more socialized. But she actually, you know, was being pushed, and then my wife said, you know, why are you getting pushed? She said, oh, we were just playing. But you could see that the other girl pushed her. And my daughter laughed and said, oh, ha, ha. And then the door went, oh, I got away with it, so let me try again. And as that happened, that was there. And then they jumped into a little foam pit. She does gymnastics. And my son threw a little foam thing at her. Then all the girls that have been around and started throwing and picking on her. And that's the bullying part of it. It's small, but then it escalates to something else later on. So it has to be nipped immediately. And you have to be able to have kids that say, no, that's not acceptable. And if they don't get any result that way, they tell a teacher. Or, you know, the other thing, you know, I basically say to them, you've got to stand up to the bullies because that's not what they expect. And then the other point of view, the bullies have to be turned around and say, listen, why are you doing this? You know, and sometimes, you know, we've had my co-host on Peace Farm Radio, his daughter stood up for a bully and they talked to the bully and said, you know, we understand and we want to be your friend. And sometimes that's what the bully is actually looking for, is some sort of validation, because they don't get it in their own home life. So there's a real complex problem that has to be addressed.
No, definitely. And we actually had a comment from somebody. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not able to announce your name, but someone said, thank you, Adrian. We support you with Adrian's Angels or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have angels now?
Yeah, Adrian's Angels. Adrian's Angels are a group of ladies from all over the country who do some fundraising for the Peace Fund, and they supported me for many years. Some of them in different cons I go to, they turn up there, and you know, they're a fantastic bunch of ladies, and so I say thank you to all of them.
Sounds like Easy Way Angels and Adrian's Angels need to get together and raise some funding.
There you go.
But this is, again, guys, we are live. You are live and direct with myself and Adrian. This is an interactive show, so please feel free to ask questions and comments. Thank you for all the hearts. The hearts have been going crazy for the whole show. I really appreciate it, guys. You can also call in at 914-338-1303. Adrian, how long have we known each other, man?
3 years, I think. 2-3 years, I think it is.
3 years? Way longer than that.
Yeah, I think. Is it? I mean, to me, time flies. I still think I'm 25. So that, you know, but I'm not. So I have no idea actually when we met. I remember the event, you know, but I thought it was only like 3 years ago. Isn't that?
You don't remember how we met?
No, I do remember how we met, but it's 3 years ago. I thought it was 3 years ago. It was at the event actually. So
Well, let's put it this way. You were on my show recently last year.
Yeah.
I don't think – that was last year on the Easy Show. And then there was at least 3 or 4 years before that. You haven't been – you know, it was a long time since you were on my show. And I've known Freddie for almost 9 years now. That's what I'm saying. It has to be more than 3 years.
Yeah, it's very possible. Again, you know – I keep forgetting as I get older. Let's put it like that.
It's all good, man. You still look like you're in your 20s or 30s. In fact, Shelly's probably going to get mad at me because I said that you look, you know, older than 20. You know, Shelly has a crush on you. Shelly, I'm putting it out, guys. I'm putting it in the public and to all my fans. Shelly Hunt, founder of Women of Global Change. She's a really good friend of mine. She's going to kick my butt for doing this, but she has a crush on you, man. She doesn't stop talking about you. She says you're so cute. No, I'm kidding. But she definitely is looking to support your organization.
She's a fabulous lady. She has her heart in the right place. She's doing great stuff, and I think, you know, I'll take anything I can get these days.
Now let's go into the exclusives, guys. Let's do it the easy way now. Let's have fun. Adrian, do you remember the show that you were on when I had my show at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, Roscoe's Radio? Do you remember this show and what I made you and Shelly do in the studio?
God, what did we do? No, I don't remember. What did we do?
It had to do with dancing.
Oh, I did. Oh, that one. Oh, gosh, yeah, that one. Yeah, I do remember that. Unfortunately, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Get up and be wild. Yeah, okay.
Well, I got some surprises for you, Adrian. A lot of this footage and a lot of this content we've been collecting throughout the years, the reason we didn't put a lot of it out is because we are looking to build our own channel like Disney Channel or TBS, which is going to be our Film On channel. And we're going to be in partnership with Shelly and the E2N channel on Film On. And a lot of this stuff, like the Peace Fund games we're saving, you know, certain footage that we think are just like amazing. Like we actually have footage of the Blue Power Ranger making a little five-year-old girl's dream come true from Canada. We flew them out from Canada to meet the Power Ranger and things like that. So that is one of the episodes, yours and Shelley's episodes we're waiting to put out. So, you know, hundreds of millions of viewers can see you freak dancing with Shelley.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. It was a fun day, I remember.
He danced with Shelley for a good cause, let's put it that way. But you get to see a side of Adrian you haven't seen before.
I think a lot of people have seen a lot of sides of me in many different ways, but we'll leave that alone.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be next show. We'll talk about that one on the next show. So, all right, cool. So, guys, this is going to be really fun. So, if you guys can, if you're in the Los Angeles area, what's the website they go to, or they can go to? You can go to our website, easywaybroadcasting.com. But so, how do they register? How do they sign up if they want to get involved in the Peace Fund poker tournament, or they want to sponsor a celebrity, or my fans might want to sponsor me?
If you go to peacefundpoker.org. You just go there and you pick the player's name out of the regular players, or you actually pick out the celebrity's face and just click on it. And in that, it'll just say, would you like to donate as a supporter? And that's as simple as that. And you'll get a receipt and a letter and a thank you. And you can then watch the games begin, you know.
All right, guys, and you won't see me on there because I'm not cool enough to be on the Peace Fund Poker Tournament. I'm cool enough to be on the Peace Fund game site, but I'm not good enough to be on the Peace Fund Poker Tournament. So, no, I'm kidding.
That's nice.
So, what?
That's nice.
I'm making sure my fans know that you guys didn't give me any love. No, I'm kidding, guys. I've been friends with Adrian for years. I can joke with him like this. It's going to be a really fun thing. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Microsoft thing, man. I mean, that's really cool that you have Microsoft supporting and you're doing it at the Microsoft building. How did you end up getting involved with Microsoft, and what exactly is it that you're doing with Microsoft?
Well, originally we got involved with Microsoft on They every year, this was about a year and a half ago, they had they have an event every year where they bring all their heads of departments and to a convention style. There's about 150, 200 employees come down, and part of that convention, they have to give back to the local community. So they find organizations that have small things they can do in about half a day or a day. And they contacted me because one of the guys had actually heard the Peace Fund radio broadcast, and he actually said, do you have anybody that we can donate to? And I said, well, actually, our Mercy and Sharing kids, we might be able to do hygiene kits. Simple things like toothpaste and soap and toothbrushes and different things of that nature, bandages, you know, those things. So we put a hygiene kit together. They did all the hygiene kits, about 200, 300 of them, and they shipped them off to Haiti, and it started from there. And then the poker tournament idea came up, which they were like, yeah, we'd love to host it. They're actually hosting it for us. Then we are putting it on. They are hosting it. And they've been very generous at giving us the facility to hold the tournament at.
That is really cool. And so I love hearing that, though. So that means that your broadcast, it shows you how powerful a podcast broadcast is, guys. It shows you how powerful social media is and blogging. And so you said you were doing your Peace Fund Radio. They contacted you to donate. And when you said they, is it just someone randomly from Microsoft, or what was their position with Microsoft?
They're one of the people that work at Microsoft. The funny thing is, it's snowballed a little bit from Peace Fund Poker as well, because the great thing that Microsoft have is that they have, during the month of October, they have the employee matching campaign. And what that basically means is that any Microsoft employee that donates more than $25 to any charitable cause will have it matched by the Microsoft Association, the Microsoft company. So obviously the Peace Fund Poker Tournament is great for that, because we actually, all the Microsoft employees and their supporters, all their donations, the buy-in and all that stuff, is matched by Microsoft. So it allows us as an organization to garner more donations in that respect. My sword event up in Seattle, which is going to be October 11th,
is going to be at the Microsoft facility. One of them is going to be at the Microsoft facility for Microsoft employees. And right now, I think we're around about 40 people. The cutoff is 50 employees at the Microsoft facility, which then again will donate proceeds for the Peace Fund. So, you know, it's been a great relationship that we've been able to garner with them. And it was one of the employees that set this up, and you know, it's gone through management. Now we're dealing with management, and Microsoft is a very large company, and you know, we just have to see, you know, how we can continue to do it. I mean, they do give to different charities, and we just happen to be one of them.
Okay. Now, and I just want to make sure everybody understands. Now, the Peace Fund, because you have the Peace Fund, which is the 501c3, which is basically like the umbrella. And then under that, you have the Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund Games, the Peace Fund Radio. Any other Peace Fund things, or those are the three major ones?
Yeah, there's one more, which is Celebs for Kids, which we're going to be reinstating once we get our site back up. And we're going to be utilizing the poker tournament to do this, to populate this site even more. Celebs for Kids is a very simple idea I came up with about 2 years ago, 3 years ago actually, whereby we got celebrities to do a peace sign in whatever way they want to do it, whether they're standing on their head, whether they want to do it angrily, funnily, however. We take that picture, we put it on the site, and people can download it for a donation. It'll be a unique picture they've never seen before, and you know, now we're going to be utilizing that, and that site will go back up as well. These are all fundraising campaigns for the Peace Fund. The Peace Fund, you know, obviously the initiatives the Peace Fund sets, but all of them, Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund Radio. Peace Fund Radio is the spokesperson for the Peace Fund, but also for, it's more, it is an initiative in itself, because we're really bringing attention to different organizations across the country and across the world. So we're really sort of putting stuff out there. But the other Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund Games, Celebs for Kids, they're all fundraising initiatives of the Peace Fund.
Okay.
And Celebs for Kids is spelled Celebs, the number four, Kids.
Celebs, the number four, Kids. Okay.
Kids. Now, yeah, it's not up yet. It'll be up in another month or two. Because we took it down. We lost that server, unfortunately, and we had to rebuild the site.
And the reason for the Peace Fund is it's basically a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits, but mainly it's youth-oriented, right?
It's always youth-oriented. You know, we partner with other nonprofits. We also have our own, you know, small initiatives that we carry out as well. You know, and again, the gamut runs from anything that really protects, educates, aids any children in any place, anywhere. Because I believe that children, the great thing about kids is you can put kids in a room. It doesn't matter their race, creed, religion. They will get on to the degree of not having to deal with the socialized barriers that have been put on them once they reach their teens. If they're 5 years old, you know, the only thing that stops them is their own, you know, personality. It has nothing to do with how they've been programmed throughout their life. And that, to me, is something I think is very important to understand.
I love it. All right. And so when's the next time I'm coming on Peace Fund Radio, man? I want to come co-host with you.
Great. Well, actually, you know, we're going to be actually Peace Fund Radio will be broadcasting during the event as well. We'll have to set up a time and date for you to come on Peace Fund Radio. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have some fun. So here's my idea for you, and let's do this the easy way. So when are you going to do the Peace Fund Challenge? Remember the Ice Bucket Challenge? When are you going to do something like that?
Yeah, when I've got the time. It's kind of like, I mean, you know, I've also got a, you know, last year I spent a huge amount of time on the Peace Fund and really sort of neglected my business portion of things. And so, you know, I really need to sort of also concentrate on that, which, as well as renovating a house. So, you know, having some of these challenges and stuff, ideas are great, but, you know, they've got to be things that are easy and don't take up a lot of time.
All right, and let's talk a little bit about the hidden talent. What's a hidden talent that Adrian Paul has that nobody knows, that you haven't told anybody yet?
I do presentations. I do a lot of, I actually do all the business plan presentations. I work on InDesign and Photoshop and create business presentations for a lot of our our projects and stuff. So that's one thing most people don't know I do. I actually did all the flyers. I did all the artwork, actually, for Piece One Poker.
Oh, wow.
So all
okay.
the artwork you see, all that artwork, I did.
Oh, that's
so there you
cool.
go.
Wow, there's more than meets the eye with Adrian. Okay. All right, so we're going to do two Easy Way challenges today. One, guys, compliments of Easy Way. Adrian's going to come on and to say hi to everybody. Again, his Periscope. Go follow him at AdrianPaul1. That's Adrian, A-D-R-I-N, P-A-U-L, the number one. We're going to do a broadcast right after this show, and I'm going to invite all my followers, and he's going to tell you guys a little bit about, you know, our friendship, how we know each other, how we got involved, what we do, and so he does have a Periscope. Everybody tune in. My other challenge for you, Adrian, is, and see, I know this, a lot of people don't. I know you got some rapping skills, man. I know that you got some off the top skills, and I have a lot of off the toppers, a lot of our off the top fans would probably love to see. Do you accept my challenge? I'm going to give you a little beatbox. I want to see if you can do a little freestyle to it. You want to have some fun?
Probably not. Probably not.
No? No?
No, I'm probably not. I mean, I'm not a good rapper. I'm a good storyteller. I can make up a story pretty quickly with my kids. I've found that I have that talent. I create a story from nothing. But as a beatbox, it's not my thing.
Okay, so I can't beatbox? You can't tell us a story?
Now, you do it for me, Eric. I know you've got the skills.
No, I'll beatbox. I'll do the beatbox, and you can just, you don't even have to rap. You could just tell a story to it, but just try to go to the beat. How about that? We'll compromise.
Oh, dear. You're putting me on the spot, Eric. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, my fans love it. I'm a host. That's what I got to do, Adrian. It's all about the fans because we want to get them to be involved and support. And all, because we have a lot of off-the-toppers, man. That we have a lot of people that love the freestyle thing and thinking off the top. I'm trying to get them to donate to your stuff, trying to get them to get involved. And you know, it's all about having fun. If you don't want to do it, it's cool. But, you know, you don't want to accept the challenge, and everybody will know you're afraid. It's no big deal.
There you go. Now there's something else people just found out about me. I'm afraid to beatbox. There you go. So that, there you go. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I'm just kidding, man. It's been a blast, Adrian. I love it. I have a lot of, you know, I always have a lot of fun with you, and you know, by the way, guys, you can check out a green screen talk show that we did with Adrian. It'll be on the Film On channel soon enough. Adrian, I definitely want you to go check out our Film On channel. It's easywaybroadcasting.com. Under broadcast is mobile TV. And let's do some stuff, man. Let's definitely put some stuff together. I haven't had a chance to put the Peace Fund logo on the site yet, but let's connect. Let's see, help each other's rankings. Let's raise some money. And like I said, we got some big things going on with the city of Mission Viejo in Orange County, Knights of Columbus. We just did a big event for the Special Olympics. Cox Communications, Kelly Blue Book was involved, and Knights of Columbus, which is one of the biggest organizations supported by the Pope. You know, is involved because my dad's a knight now. And, you know, there's a lot of things we got to catch up on, man. So I appreciate the time, and I appreciate all my Periscopers out there that stayed in. They stayed tuned for almost an hour now. Appreciate all the fans out there. I'm going to be quiet for the next 5 minutes and just let you promo anything that you want to promo, anything that you want people to get involved with. And, you know, when you're done at the end, if you want to give a little testimony, a little shout-out for the Easy Way, we'd appreciate it.
Well, Eric, I'm going to see you this weekend, of course, because you'll be there, and I think it's going to be surprised. We're going to have it's going to be busy time. It's a great facility that we have down at Playa del Rey. The signs will be there. It's off of ALLA and Jefferson, West Jefferson. It's right there, close to the Houghton Depot area. Peace Fund Poker this weekend. Obviously, I'm going to be. Having Peace Fund Radio, which you can find anywhere. Just type in Peace Fund Radio and you'll find the radio show that we do each week. And, you know, the Peace Fund is there to protect, educate and aid children everywhere. And that's what my heart has always wanted me to do, because one of the things we have on the event this weekend will be a presentation. Basically states, and I think one of the most important statements I've ever said is that as a celebrity, that will die at some point. You can never be a celebrity for your entire life with the same amount of followers. But what really matters in life is what you do on this planet, who you actually affect, mm-hmm. and what you do is your legacy. It's not how much of a celebrity or how much money you make. It's who you are and what you become and how you actually deliver that to the rest of the planet, because that's what you're going to leave when you're not here anymore.
Oh yeah, and I'm a Christian. I have no problem saying that, you know, you get rewards in heaven every time you do something nice for somebody, something unselfish. And you know, it's about what you do on this earth, and before you're gone, it's about the dent that you make. And every time you do something, you get more rewards. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely true. So easy way. You got to do it the easy way, right?
All day, baby. All day. And
you got to do it the easy way. So all the things you're doing, Eric, I think it's awesome, because doing it the easy way is the easiest way to do it.
I appreciate it, brother. And so you are going to get on a Periscope. You're going to do a Periscope broadcast after the show, right?
Yeah, I'll do a Periscope for you.
Okay, cool. So, guys, everybody tune in. I'm trying to get you followers, man. I'm trying to get my people to support you. You know, I've always supported the Peace Fund and ultimately supported you as a friend. I'm proud to call you a friend. I love what you're doing, not just as an actor and what people know you for, but I know the real Adrian, and that's why we're such big supporters of everything that you do. Congratulations on all your success and what you're doing. Guys, if you want to get involved, again, you can donate and support a celebrity, peacefundpoker.org. You can be a player in the game for $75, and that's going to be on Saturday at 11 a.m. is when that starts, this Saturday. Also, you guys can be involved in a lot of the things that they do with the Peace Fund. So follow them. It's Adrian Paul 1, he's going to be doing a Periscope. So everybody tune in, talk to him, and do hashtag EasyWay or hashtag off the top so he knows you guys came from us. We're looking forward to join into that, Adrian, and tune in with you. I know you're busy, so I'm gonna let you go. And we really appreciate it, man. This is a lot of fun. Love what you're doing, and we're gonna be tuning in to your new movies and your new projects and everything that you stand for. And also, we had a great idea today by a fan, a supporter, Johnny Vegas. I thought that the cross idea was a great idea, and it also kind of gave me the idea of, when you think about Peace Fund Games, it's not just Peace Fund Games paintball. It could be Peace Fund Games basketball, Peace Fund Games, golf. You know, like you can expand it. You know, so that came from Johnny Vegas, guys. Shout out to Johnny Vegas.
Shout out to Johnny. Good job, Johnny.
All right, guys. So that was Adrian. This has been Adrian Paul. For the Peace Fund and star of the former hit series Highlander. It's been a blast. You've been a lot of fun, Adrian. Guys, again, follow him. Follow the movement. It's the thing's coming up this Saturday. I will be there doing my thing. All the celebrities will be there. Make sure you tune in to our broadcast. Follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter to know everything, or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Big supporters of the Peace Fund, and you'll see everything on the website. And please tell your publicists, your people, to give us whatever information you want us to put on there. And we appreciate you, Adrian. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, brother. I look forward to seeing you every weekend.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye now.
All right, guys. So that was Adrian Paul here on Easy Talk Live, doing it the easy way. We appreciate him. That was a lot of fun. So, and all you guys out there in Scope, I hope you guys enjoyed that. So he's going to be Periscoping. So make sure you guys tune into that. Everybody that tunes in, the hashtag EasyWay, hashtag off the top. Say hi to him. You guys can go follow. He played Highlander. He is the Highlander. He does amazing things with the Peace Fund. He's got some movies coming out. Good friend of mine. So he's going to be doing that Scope. So we're gonna actually cut this broadcast short so we can go tune into his Periscope. But a couple updates, guys. We are doing the Film On channel. We are doing our talent. We're looking for talent on Periscope. We're looking for talent on the internet. We're doing music talent. We're doing modeling talent. If you go under magazine, you'll see that. We also have the new categories. We're looking for contributors. If anybody wants to contribute some information, some stories, some stuff on the network, we are ranked stronger than ABC right now on Alexa. We're all over the world. Easy Way Broadcasting. Check it out. Check out my blog, Eric Zuli blog, which is all over my social media, reaching up to 250,000 followers. It's just been a blast, a lot of fun. I appreciate everybody in tuning in today. It's been an awesome show. Tune in next week, Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. That's Easy Talk Live. Stay tuned, guys, because we're going to be broadcasting a lot of stuff on our mobile TV channel, Film On, our Easy Way TV mobile TV channel. And tune in, because everything we talked about, you guys will be able to see on blogging and social media and everything that we do. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Shout out to all of our sponsors and all of our supporters. We will catch you guys next week. This is Easy Talk Live, an Easy Way broadcast and powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio and Periscope, and EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.